How are ya? How are ya? How are ya? This narration is a continuing the outline and unpacking of the term self-sovereignty as we see it as one of the core principles to the Free Radicals lifestyle message. Bronnie Ware is an Australian nurse who spent several years working in palliative care, caring for patients in the last 12 weeks of their lives. When questioned about any regrets they had or anything they would do differently, she says, common themes surfaced again and again. You could ask, hang on, what do the regrets of the dying have to do with self-sovereignty? Fair enough question. So I will outline the top five regrets of the dying as witnessed by Ware and comment on the aspect of a self-sovereignty perspective. Within these comments of the five top regrets that the elderly made. Number one, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. On the surface, this becomes easy to understand if you do have the opportunity to view your life from this aspect of self-sovereignty that I speak to. Unfortunately, this can be a lot of the work that a person needs to do, and that is to recognize what are the drivers that are in their life. Are you doing what you want to do? Or are you doing something that somebody else expects of you? Quite often, a family or societal mindset puts pressure on people to perform a duty or a function that deep down, or at times not even so deep down, that they know it is not something they want to do and does not provide the satisfaction to enjoy the life that they are leading. Number two. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. The ability to cultivate a degree of self-sovereignty means you begin to question work and its meaning of the why and the rewards. Work is a necessary function in people's lives. It gives people a purpose. It also provides the income for other necessities of life. Without awareness that comes with the development of self-sovereignty, it is easy to get mixed up with the desire for more and the desire to be seen as, in quotes, successful, where more is not the answer to happiness. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. The candid expression of feelings enables more than just a verbal out for something that is welling up inside. There are studies that show many people will develop illnesses relating to holding bitterness, resentment, or disappointment they carry as a result of not expressing their feelings. The energetic flow of pent-up, unexpressed feeling has both outward and internal manifestations that show up with the passage of time. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. To hold true to a message of self-sovereignty, the ability of a person to maintain relationships that can suffer the slings and arrows of other people's viewpoints whilst still remaining true to the concept that we are all one people. Whatever we do has an impact on other people's lives, regardless of the outward expression in relation to your actions. It's all too easy to judge someone on a rumor or these days a social media comment. Friendship is precious. True friendship is a wealth of a kind that allows a person to reach into a store of memories and relationships when times are hard. Number five, I wish that I had let myself be happier. This narration and the observation I have applied to the top five regrets of the dying within a concept of applied self-sovereignty are obviously something that is influenced by my journey and my aspects of understanding self-sovereignty on my own right and are what I have worked through in my life. This list of the five most common regrets of the dying is for me summed up in this last one. I wish that I'd let myself be happier, mostly due to the realization that being happy and the state of happiness is a choice. Yes, I agree. Certain circumstances generate the state of happiness easier than others. Yet, There are many in this world that have little, yet have a sense of happiness. Familiarity, fear of change, tribal connections, status quo, old patterns and habits, the desire not to rock the boat, to put one's head above the parapets, and heaven to be individual, are all elements of a stifled expression to the way that I see the term self-sovereignty used and to be implemented into a person's life. A great saying I have always enjoyed is that you should dance as if no one is watching and to sing as if no one is listening. I know it's easier said than done. Perhaps that's where the sense of applied self-sovereignty is rooted. If you are able to understand that the knowledge of self-sovereignty of yourself is to accept that you are responsible for your life and that happiness is a choice. With a truly robust sense of self-sovereignty in your life, you'll be better prepared not to let external influences dictate your life in a manner that has you on your deathbed with the same most common regrets that I've used here. So, don't forget that if you'd like to comment on anything or have any questions, head over to any of our social media platforms or our website, which is thefreeradicals.com.au, where, if you're in Australia, you can order our Wonder Mix. It's a grain-free bread and pancake mix. Or if you like, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram. Okay, see you next time.
Remember, take off your shoes. Go for a run. Shoe manufacturers don't own your soul.